Welcome. The topic of today's podcast is the digital twins in manufacturing. Future is now. I'm Janice Abel, Principal Analyst with ARC Advisory Group, with a podcast on the digital twins. I'm here today with Eugene Spiropoulos, Digital Transformation Consulting Leader from Yokogawa, who will discuss digital twins, a newer, innovative technology that is helping manufacturers and operations become more efficient today. Hello, Eugene.
Hi, Janice.
It's terrific to have you here today, and I'm really excited to learn more about the digital twins and what you are doing at Yokogawa. Could you tell the audience a little about yourself and a quick overview of what Yokogawa is doing with their digital twin?
Absolutely. Thanks, Janice. It is great to be here. I'm Eugene Spiropoulos. I'm a digital transformation consulting leader at Yokogawa. My team focuses on applying technology to solve customer and industry problems and build secure and reliable operations. Background-wise, I belong to the chemical engineer class of geeks. Generally, chemies and geeks are good people, I found. And I've been involved in the digital twin space, or the evolution of the digital twin space, I should say, for almost 20 years all over the world. Yokogawa particularly has some unique value contributions to digital twin technologies, and I'm really happy to discuss that here today.
Yeah, I also found chemical engineers are great people, since I'm a chemical engineer as well. There are a few definitions on digital twins that I've heard that are floating around out there. Could you start by defining what you mean by a digital twin? Do you think the future is now?
Yes, I do think the future is now, absolutely. A digital twin is a digital model-based representation of some aspect of the real world. In the production and manufacturing spaces, digital twins are digital representations of processes, assets, infrastructure, systems, or even human behaviors. In the case of Yokogawa, it is all of these and the resulting context insights that we get from all of these. They allow us to look ahead predictively to make the right decisions going forward. They allow us to look backward to learn from past events, and they help guide the present, in some cases providing real-time decision support, guidance, automation, or even autonomy. So pretty useful technology.
So what problems or challenges is Yokogawa solving using the digital twin?
Well, a broad range, starting with environmental problems, production problems, asset lifecycle and maintenance problems, improvement of processes to make them safer, to make them more environmentally friendly, improvement of the operations of different disciplines at sites and manufacturing to make them more effective, more compliant, work together more collaboratively. And in general, I think the mission is to reduce waste by having a digital copy.
So can you tell us about what Yokogawa is doing with the digital twin, or any use cases that Yokogawa is working on?
Sure, absolutely. Yokogawa is working on the plant-wide digital twin. So it's essentially all of the digital twins that I've spoke about a little bit earlier on, because digital twin means different things to different people and different disciplines. You've got the asset management digital twins that are digital copies of assets, their life cycles, their activities, their statuses. You've got digital twins of the process, whether it's a steady state process, whether it's a dynamic simulation of the process. You've got the similar digital twin of the safety, the whole safety life cycle. Does the functional safety piece of the plant behave according to what was designed over time? And is it compliant? So all of these are problems that industries have had for a very long time that have taken huge amounts of manpower, huge amounts of effort to solve. And leveraging today's technologies to do this quickly and add value to the right people at the right time is essentially what Yokogawa is trying to do in this space. For unique differentiation on the sort of things that we do, the consolidation of all of these aspects of the real world represented by the digital world and mapping onto that a digital twin of the human aspect. How are people operating? What are they doing? What is the best way of operation? And how does this line up with quality? How does it line up with the life cycle? How does it line up with production and performance? These are the problems and the value that digital twins bring to the table. providing this visibility for pretty much every aspect and every level of plant operations. Was that helpful?
Yeah, very helpful. Thank you. What do you think some of the benefits or the value that your clients are getting from using the Yokogawa's digital twin technology? What are some of the key things that they're seeing?
So I'll start off broadly. Broadly, it's improved compliance. It's better performance of production. It's improved safety. It's a reduced impact on the environment. Digging deeper into that, it's elimination of waste, wasted money, wasted effort, wasted engineering, by incorporating best practices and making those best practices digital throughout the life cycle of the entire operation. So before the plant is built, even during the project execution phase and prior to the project execution phase, validating the process, validating the supply chain, and then validating the project costs, validating the engineering, then utilizing that into something that we can use to train people, train operations before the plant starts. So essentially, you have operational readiness at the point of beginning, and then we extend all of those lessons learned throughout the life cycle of the plant. So from that beginning phase, we are now mapping the asset life cycle, the statuses, their behavior, and we're comparing that with the process life cycle, the automation life cycle. And on top of that, we take the human procedures, and then we can digitalize human procedures and map those onto those best practices. So what you do end up with is a full-on stack of value, top to bottom, that can be leveraged from the operators in the control room, the maintenance folk out into the field, or the business people in the boardroom. All of those with all the context combined.
Seems like that's what the digital transformation is all about to me.
Yes. Yes. And the digital twin is the heart of the digital transformation.
And yes, I actually agree with that. But what would you say are the key technology differentiators for using the digital twin in manufacturing? What are the top three, say?
So the top three differentiators of customers of industries that utilize digital twins in manufacturing is they are more agile. They can make their decisions faster. They can predict scenarios. A really good value of the digital twin is being able to predict the scenarios of the upcoming future and be able to adjust in real time to that. So that predictive capability is a hallmark of organizations that utilize digital twins. I think another factor is you would find a reduction of waste and a maximization of human knowledge with organizations that utilize the digital twins for these purposes. So reducing unwanted production, unwanted waste, eliminating repetitive behaviors by utilizing the best practices at all times and being able to validate those best practices using technology. That's another hallmark of customers who are on the leading edge of the digital transformation.
So anything else that you'd like to tell the audience about the Yokogawa technology?
Well, Yokogawa's technology, generally speaking across the board, has been very proven to be pretty rock solid. And a lot of that has to do with the huge amount of effort Yokogawa makes perfecting and finalizing technology before we release it out to market. And this is the same for all our digital twin technologies as well, those that sit on-premise and those that live in the cloud. But if I was to call one thing that differentiates Yokogawa's capabilities, it would be the people, not so much the technology. Technology is great, but the people themselves and how the people can leverage that technology for value for various industries and the world society in general. That, I think, is a very big differentiator on what we're trying to do.
I think the people are also very important, and I think a lot of the human factors engineering that you guys are doing, as well as some of the other areas that get involved with people, because everything's around the people in the end, really. But the technology
Yes.
can help align the people as well and the culture.
Yes.
So what do you...
In the people...
I'm sorry.
Sorry, go ahead.
You go ahead.
So in the people space, it's both the people on the consulting side and the people on the customer side. The idea of co-innovation and bringing the best practices and the knowledge of a partnership together and implementing that in a technology platform that can carry organizations forward. I think that is typically the best approach.
So what about the future of the digital twin or even the digital transformation? And also how can manufacturers learn more about what Yokogawa has out there?
We have a lot of stuff out online on our websites. We're very, very active in social media, LinkedIn and YouTube and so on. And so I think it's pretty easy to find what it is that Yokogawa is offering from a broad level and dig in a little deeper into speaking with the Yokogawa folk and seeing that how that applies to what an organization needs, what to prioritize in leveraging digital transformation technologies and helping guide societies and organizations towards this digital future. I think that's really the mission of Yokogawa and certainly the mission of my team. As to what we can expect of the digital twin technologies going forward, I think we can expect a much broader adoption. I think right now, with the digital transformation concept, I think a lot of industries that were slower or later to the game in adopting these technologies are adopting these now. And as this technology is being refined from process simulation to human factors engineering, we are incorporating today a lot of machine learning and artificial intelligence into seeing the patterns, recognizing the patterns in platforms, technology platforms, but also recognizing the patterns in human behavior as well. So we can optimize how operations run and the procedures operations run with in line and context with the process. So there will be more and more of these. And there is a slow march in automation from automation to autonomy. And the digital twin is going to be the enabler of this autonomy and of this progress going forward.
Okay, well, thank you, Eugene. That's about all we have time for today. And thank you, everyone, for listening. That was Eugene Spiropoulos, Digital Transformation Consulting Leader from Yokogawa, with a very interesting discussion on the digital twin and the digital transformation and what Yokogawa is doing. And if you get a chance to hear this podcast, you will agree that it's very exciting times for manufacturers. For more information on the digital transformation or on the digital twins at Yokogawa, contact me at ARC Advisory Group or go to www.arcweb.com or Yokogawa's website at www.yokogawa.com. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Janice. Thanks, everyone.